For almost 5 years now, Syrian President Assad has hunkered down in Damascus while his country disintegrated. So it came as a surprise today to see pictures of him in Moscow with Vladimir Putin. It's been 3 weeks since Russia began airstrikes against Assad's enemies in Syria. But as chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel tells us tonight, the meeting in Moscow was more than just a thank you visit.
Syrian President Assad made a surprise visit to Moscow to meet with his defender, Vladimir Putin. His first known trip abroad since the war began. How Assad traveled was kept secret. The trip revealed only after he was back in Damascus. Russia seems to want to show the world it's a superpower once more, releasing new footage today of what it claims are more than 40 airstrikes over Syria in the past 24 hours. A lifeline for Assad. But Russia may be trying to broker an end to the conflict. Putin saying military operations will lay the base for a long-term political settlement. But after a 250,000 dead, can any political solution include Assad? U.S. officials tell NBC News that Putin may be propping up Assad, only to transition him out later. Whatever the master plan, this war also has a fringe benefit for Russia, showcasing its latest weapons, advanced cruise missiles, and fighter jets. Russia is milking the conflict for every drop of propaganda. State-controlled media brags about Russia's military prowess, even releasing dramatic footage from a drone flying low over battlefields near Damascus.
Putin has brought Russia to the front lines in Syria and wants the world to know it. Maybe to end the war, maybe to sell weapons, certainly to gain as much prestige as possible. Lester?